I'm Kayla Eichholz with the WKMS Youth Radio Project. Each year, artists from all over the country get together in the small town of Paducah, Kentucky, to combine their creative minds together in the form of a festival tied together with food and music from local restaurants and bands. I stopped by some of the booths of visiting and local artists and asked them a few questions about their work and how they ended up in Paducah. As I walked by the art cars, I saw a booth that was just as colorful and had to find out more. So, what's your name and what brings you to the Lower Town Arts Festival?
Well, my name is Marty McGinnis, and I came this year with my art car, which is a painted car that is like my regular art, which is paintings, and so I'm just here to have fun.
Can you describe some of like your art to us?
I can. People call it whimsical and cartoony. I like to call it new folk art.
Could you like describe it a little further, like as far as how it looks, like details?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now, and it's a unicorn with a pink sky, and it looks like a tree that's made out of cotton candy, and the unicorn has accidentally stuck his horn into the tree and is just waiting for, I guess, a fairy to come and help him out.
That's wonderful. How long have you been painting and drawing?
Well, I'm 55 years old, so probably for 54 years.
Wow. That's a lot of time to perfect your work. Is there anything that really sticks out to you about this festival?
Oh, yes, definitely. It is such a great community festival. The festival organizers make such a great effort, and everyone is really sweet and kind.
What's your favorite thing that you've seen today?
I think my favorite thing that I've seen was a little girl in a wagon being pulled by her parents, and the sun was beating down on her little head, and she was rubbing her eyes, and her parents didn't notice, and it was just so cute and sad. I'm sure they figured it out.
Is there anything else you want to say to our listeners?
Well, just thanks for all your support for all the artists, and what a rockin' town.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A little while later, I saw a man wearing a straw hat, ripped jeans, and a bright orange and blue shirt. He was painting a vivid purple fish with razor blades. So what brings you to the Lower Town Arts Festival?
I did this show last year and had a good time, so I thought I'd come back again this year.
What's your name and the name of your studio?
I'm Bob McGill. I'm from Nashville, and it's Off the Edge Art.
Can you describe some of it for us?
Well, my paintings are done on used cabinet doors that I buy from Habitat for Humanity, and I paint with razor blades in bright, vivid colors.
Could you tell us what made you decide to start painting with something like a razor blade?
I actually was taking lessons, trying to learn how to paint with a paintbrush, and trying is the key word. I wasn't very successful at it, and the artist that I was taking lessons from, his name was Walter Bun Gray. One day at the end of the lesson, he threw 5 razor blades at me as I was walking out the door and told me to use them. I thought he meant to paint with them. What he actually meant was to straighten some lines on one of my paintings. But because I misunderstood what he meant, I went home and I practiced painting with the razor blades. I went back to my lesson and the following week, and I didn't even take any brushes with me. I just took the razor blades. And he asked me where my brushes were. I said, well, I'm just going to use these razor blades you gave me, Bun. You want me to paint with, I'm gonna try. And he just gave me this funny look and said, okay. Well, 3 months later, he told me he didn't mean for me to paint with razor blades, but he loved everything I did after that. So I've been painting with him ever since, and that was 18 years ago.
That's crazy. Yeah. So where do you get the inspiration for the different subject matter?
I have several cats, and I have fish, and I just watch what the animals around me do, what my cats do mainly. I watch things that they do that I think are funny, and I put them into my paintings.
So do you have like a big love of animals?
Well, I have 7 cats, and I have a pond in my front yard, a pond in my backyard, and they have koi in them. And then I have 2 aquariums in my house as well. And we feed we have groundhogs and squirrels and any other kind of animals, raccoons, anything you can think of that would live in a city. And we feed them all the time too.
Wow, that's really amazing. So all your proceeds go to the animal shelter, right?
No, not all of my proceeds, but when I sell paintings, once I've made my expenses, I give them a percentage, and it's not a set percentage, and they're kind of happy about that too, because last year I ended up paying the adoption fee on 24 cats at the Bowling Green Warren County Animal Shelter. And this year I've already paid the adoption fee on probably 12 cats this year already.
Wow, that's really amazing. So what's your favorite thing that you've seen so far at the Arts Festival?
Well, actually, I've been at my booth the whole time. I haven't really had an opportunity to get around. I hope to be able to just get away from my booth for a little while and walk around and see the other artists.
Well, other than that, what's your favorite thing about coming here?
Oh, I just think it's a cool town. I've actually several times asked my wife if maybe we should sell our house in Nashville and move here. It just seems like a very supportive community for the artists.
Thanks for letting me interview you. I can't even put this next artist into words. His style stood out to me as very different than Marty McGuinness and Bob McGill. While their work is light and colorful, his work depicts surreal landscapes of modified human figures in dark and dreamlike settings. Hello, what's your name and the name of your studio?
My name is David Barlow, and I am with Megadave Studios.
Could you describe some of your artwork for us?
I call it figurative surrealism, and what I do is charcoal on mylar, occasionally some splashes of color with pastel, and I root around at the shores of my subconscious with a stick and see what looks back at me through the dark water.
What made you decide to start doing this?
Well, my parents got me to shut up when I was a kid in church by giving me pencil and paper, so I would kneel on the floor and have my paper on the pew, and I'd be drawing while the sermons were going on, so that's where it started.
Could you describe a specific piece for us in detail?
Well, let's see. I've got A Dream of Flight over here in the corner. Too bad you can't see it on this cassette, but what it is is a face, a human face, from the nose down, with a biplane incorporated into the structure of the face, and the front end of the plane coming out of the mouth. And then there are bodies in front of that at various distances floating, and a landscape, kind of a Dali-esque landscape. I have been affected by Dali. But it's meaningful to me because it has a lot to do with trying things, moving forward, trying to experience life, and not being afraid of failure.
How long have you been doing this specific type of art?
You know, it's only been a couple of years that I've started doing this particular thing with the drafting film and the charcoal. Before that, it was paper, pencil, canvas, oil paint, those, you know, the typical things. But I felt drawn to this when I, so to speak, when I saw that there was an artist in California doing this for portrait work, but I felt it was a great way to express my more subconscious, more surreal imaginings.
Do you feel like a big connection between yourself and your work?
I do, absolutely. It all comes from very deep inside, and I guess it takes a certain amount of courage to not be afraid to display that in public. Even though it frightens some people.
Yeah, your subject matter is a bit dark, and some would say scary. What do your parents think about it?
Mom's very proud. And Dad just says, "Oh, I knew you could do that." So, yeah, they're very supportive. I think they might have hemmed and hawed if I'd become a serial killer, but at least I'm an artist, which is only slightly above serial killer, so they're okay with it.
Do you have any advice for any young artists?
It's always easier to be an artist if you start off rich. But other than that, you know, I spent 20 years trying to make money in other ways that were more conventional, and I was poor and miserable. At least now I can be poor and happy because I'm doing what I love. So that's my two cents.
Do you think that a struggle for, like, money and supplies for artwork makes it more pure?
I think that whatever our struggles are, it's going to affect our artwork. And struggle exists no matter what the size of your bank account is. We see that with Batman.
So, do you have anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners?
Support the arts.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Kayla Eichholz with the WKMS Youth Radio Project at the 2013 Lower Town Arts and Music Festival.